I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A U.S. missile attack in Pakistan killed 13 militants today. That's the version given by Pakistani officials. They said the missile targeted the house of a Taliban commander in Pakistan's North Waziristan region. A series of U.S. missile attacks in recent months has angered Pakistani officials and ordinary citizens alike. They accuse Washington of violating their country's sovereignty. In fact, for many Pakistanis, U.S. anti-terrorism efforts are causing more violence. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Islamabad.
Hasibur Rahman Malik is a political science student in Islamabad. He's from an area of Pakistan known as the federally administered tribal areas. Not too long ago, a man sat in his family's guest room and made them an offer they couldn't refuse.
If you don't support us, we will not support you.
Malik can't say whether the man represented the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or just the local warlord. But he's certain there's no way his family can fight back.
What should I do, sir? If you're not going to support him, they will just kill us.
Malik says not everyone gets visits, but almost every night one group or another gets its message across through radio broadcasts to the mountainous areas along the 1,500-mile-long Pakistan-Afghanistan border. This is a speech by Maulana Fazlullah, a Taliban supporter from the Swat Valley. In this clip, he's exhorting followers to fight, at least in their hearts, against evil, possibly the U.S. or the Pakistani government. It's hard to find anyone here who doesn't at least partly blame the United States and its global war on terror for creating terrorism in Pakistan. Humayun Gohar is a Pakistani political analyst. He's especially incensed by U.S. claims that Pakistan isn't doing enough to fight terrorism to justify the $12 billion in U.S. foreign aid since 9/11.
We've lost more than 2,000 soldiers. We've lost countless civilians, innocent people. And $12 billion? When they give $85 billion just to AIG? That is payment due, and just an infinitesimal portion of that which is due.
Gohar says Pakistan is dealing with a lot right now, much of it created by the U.S. war on terror. It's fighting Al-Qaeda and the Taliban along the Afghan border and trying to keep the two groups from attacking its cities. It's also got its own internal insurgency in the province of Balochistan. Another thing that rankles people here is the U.S.'s duplicity when it comes to those it now calls its enemies. Khalid Khawaja fought with Osama bin Laden and the Mujahideen during their jihad against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, when America thought they were the good guys.
They say, whenever you are with us, you are right. Whenever you are against us, you are wrong. This is the problem of the world. And this war which they have created is not against any terror. It is against Islam. It is against humanity. And Americans have ignited 1.5 billion people.
This is what America did not understand when it invaded Afghanistan, says Pakistani analyst Talat Masood, and they still may not get it. Attacking the Taliban or Afghan al-Qaeda in the mountains isn't simply attacking a rogue element of society. They're part of a society that values tribal and religious affiliation above all else. And Masood says the people of that society, in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, have been ignored by the West and their own governments.
For them, nationhood is a new concept in relation to ethnicity. And for them, there are no borders. These people are deprived. These people have been neglected for years. And they need to be handled not just by using military force.
I don't see any paradigm better than talking. The world has solved many a complex problem by talking.
Syed Talat Hussain is executive director of news at Aaj TV in Islamabad and a Pakistani commentator.
Engaging with people who matter on the ground is the right thing to do, is the practical thing to do. I mean, you take the insurgents seriously on the battlefield, and you don't want to take them seriously on the negotiating table?
In fact, all the major players, the U.S., NATO, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, are talking about duplicating the Awakening Council strategy that seems to be working in Iraq. Essentially, it calls for enlisting Afghans and Pakistanis to fight against foreign elements by arming and paying local tribesmen. But that, too, has its drawbacks. After U.S.-backed tribesmen beat the Soviets, they then turned their weapons on each other. Khalid Khawaja, the one-time holy warrior, says there's another issue as well. Tribesmen won't cut any deal with America unless they are compensated for the death and damage inflicted so far in the war.
Aren't we human beings? Are we spiders or ants? that you keep killing thousands and thousands of our people and they get nothing out of that.
But neither the U.S. nor its allies has publicly considered the idea of compensation. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Islamabad, Pakistan.